My name's Michelle Ryan, and I came out of the independent filmmaking sector and formed, well, along with a number of other women, a Channel 4 film workshop called Red Flannel, which was based in Pontypridd in the mining valleys of South Wales. And then from there joined Taliesin, TV production company based in Cardiff, which we closed down in 2003. In between those, I've also been a lecturer in the University of Glamorgan in Media and Communications and in Trinity College, Carmarthen, in Film and Media. And I'm now counselling. Well, I would say that it would be very difficult for me to talk about what I've done as working in an unbiased way, because in fact many people would say it's biased in the sense that it comes from a particular point of view. So it might be from within cooperative or community politics. It might be from feminist women's movement. It might be from the importance of representing minority voices, marginalised voices, those that have not been represented before. So in that sense, you would have to say they were biased. But then my argument would be that they weren't represented in the first place. And so part of my commitment has been to put those voices and those faces on the screen. So in terms of relating that to the crew, in Red Flannel, for instance, which was a women's film workshop, Channel 4 funded, then where possible, we tried to get women to work in the crew. Where that wasn't possible, we certainly made a commitment to training women and giving them the opportunities to develop their skills. In Taliesin, for instance, we were always mindful of recruiting people to work in the company who at least shared some of the ethos that Taliesin had. Taliesin was a cooperative company, which is unusual in itself, and again was very committed to representing those aspects of history that had gone unnoticed and of representing women and women's voices and difference and Welshness and all those kinds of things. So in that sense, we tended to work with people not necessarily like-minded, but certainly sympathetic. So they would work sympathetically with us.